بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة إمام الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Islam, a very simple, easy, logical deen to follow. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us a Islamic history that if we study, that inshallah guidelines for life can be gathered from there. Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us Quran Kareem, which is complete, perfect, and non-interpolated. Respected elders, I promise to relate to you about Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Because it connects our topic with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I stated to you that four persons claimed that they were prophets. And one of them, Musalma ibn Qazzab, Musalma the liar, the imposter, he was killed by Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But who is Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That is very interesting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his preaching and propagation in Makkatul Mukarramah. Abu Jahl, one day, he struck Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blood came out. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who at that stage had not accepted Islam, he was out on a hunting trip. When he returned to Makkatul Mukarramah, then someone told him, before even he could reach his home, someone told him that Abu Jahl has struck your nephew. Because Hazrat Hamza was uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who immediately went to Abu Jahl and told him that did you strike my nephew? And before even Abu Jahl could reply, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who had come from a hunting trip, he had a bow in his hand, he struck Abu Jahl on the head and blood came out. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was satisfied that this fellow has taken the blood of my nephew, has drawn blood, I have drawn blood, I am happy. He went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that Muhammad, I have done this. I have struck Abu Jahl. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on inquiry from his uncle, are you happy? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am not happy, uncle. I am not happy until you accept Islam. I will be happy when you accept Islam. Hazrat Hamza at that stage, he read the Shahada at that stage and he became a Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overjoyed. His uncle now has become a Muslim, and his uncle a courageous person, a person full of valor. In the battle of Uhud, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed by Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that stage, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a Muslim. He was a slave of Hinda, Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. At that stage, she was not a Muslim. She was the wife of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that stage, he even was not a Muslim. Hinda promised Washi that if you take the life of Hamza, then you will be free and you will get so much money, monetary gain, etc. And Washi was an expert javelin thrower. He could throw the javelin. Spear. Respected elders, he waited for his moment, he waited for an opportunity, and he struck Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Battle of Uhud, pierced him. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. His body was extremely mutilated to such an extent that Hinda chewed his liver. They used parts of his body to make necklaces. His body was not a pleasant sight to see. Respected elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw the condition of Hamza, and when he saw what has happened to Hamza, when he saw what they had done to his body, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam wept and he cried. Respected elders, it is stated in the books of history that no other place did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam cry aloud. He cried to such an extent that they could hear him cry. And respected elders, it is described that how he was crying, that when you hear someone crying, and after the sound, that you hear that person, he is making a sound from his chest. That sound Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making, and he was weeping so loudly. He was weeping so loudly that Jibreel alayhi salam came down to console Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came and he addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, O Muhammad, do not grieve. Have patience. Have patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inscribed on the arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inscribed on his arsh that Hamza is the lion of Allah and Hamza is the lion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this and he was weeping. When he came back to Madinatul Munawwara after the Battle of Uhud, at that time they should still weep and mourn and cry aloud. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was hearing the woman weeping for their lost ones, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked and said, is there no one weeping for Hamza? Is there no one weeping for my uncle Hamza? Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu instructed the Ansari woman that go to the door of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and weep aloud. When they came to weep aloud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that the blood of Washi is permissible to take. Meaning that if anybody gets rid of Washi, if anybody takes the life of Washi, there'll be no accountability, there'll be nothing. His blood is made halal, permissible for the Muslims to take. To such an extent, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is grief and he's sorrowful and he is weeping about the demise of his uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Conquest of Mecca takes place. Conquest of Mecca takes place. Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he runs away to Taif. Muslims are now coming into power. Muslims have taken over Madinatul Munawwara. Muslims have taken over Makkatul Mukarramah. Muslims are now spreading in Hijaz. Muslims are moving now. And Taif he runs away to. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a message to him that Washi, accept Islam. Washi, come in the fold of Islam. After all this, respected elders, after all what has transpired, that he wept so much that Jibreel had to come, he wept so much that in the whole of history, that was the only time he wept so much. He wept so much that he instructed that his blood, Washi's blood, is made permissible. He went, Makkatul Mukarramah is conquered, he sends a message to Washi, that Washi, accept Islam, come in the fold of Islam. This is the gham, this is the grief of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sorrow of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the entire mankind must become Muslim. Today what is our gham? What is our fikr? What is our concern? Monetary gain, money gain, financial gain, security of life, security of money, security of property. But who will worry about the entire mankind? Who is going to take concern about what is happening to us Muslims? Masjids are empty, Jamaat khanas are empty, prostitution is becoming rife, brothels are opening, alcohol shops are opening, Muslims are frequenting these places, Muslims are involved in the worst of sins, we are involved in the worst of sins. And we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends his message to Washi. Washi replies. Washi replies. What he says?
that he comes in the Quran. Washi has not accepted Islam. Washi is that person who has taken the life of Hamza. Washi says it comes in the Quran. Mushriks knew about the Quran. Kufar knew about the Quran. Today we Muslims, what we know about the Quran? What the Quran is saying to us? What the Quran is calling to us? Yeah, Quran we read. Well, person is dying. Read Yasin. Maybe he dies quicker. This is what we have used Quran for. What the Quran is saying, what the Quran is calling for action, we are not ready. What she says, that tell us to tell Muhammad that he comes in the Quran that he who has committed adultery, he who has made shirk, and he who has consumed alcohol will go into Jahannam. Will go into Jahannam. Then where is there a place for me? Because I have done all those three things. I have done all those three things. Where is there a place for me? Is there another road for me? Is there another road for me? That person comes back and he informs Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Washi says this. Washi says there is no place for him. Why? Because he comes in the Quran like this. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he instructs a person to write an ayat, and he instructs the ayat and he sends it to Washi. What he says? That he who seeks forgiveness, he who seeks forgiveness and brings iman and does good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his bad actions to good ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. That person goes and he relates this to Washi. Abu Washi says, looks at the ayat and he says, this is difficult. This is difficult. To seek forgiveness, to come into iman, and then to do good actions. This is forgiveness. This is very difficult for me. Is there another road? Is there another road? This is difficult for me. The person goes back to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respected elders. Who Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is negotiating with? Who is he giving dawah to? Who is he conversing with? And from going to from Madina to Taif is not a small distance in those days. He is addressing that person who has taken the life of his uncle. But he's got a concern that even that person must go to Jannah. Even that person must become beloved of Allah. Even that person must earn the pleasure of Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam writes another ayat, instructs another ayat to be written and sent to Washi radiallahu ta'ala. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, if he likes, all the sins except shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins except shirk, if he likes. That ayat reached Washi. Washi reads it, says, no, this ayat also I cannot comply with. This ayat depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wills, he will forgive me. This ayat depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if Allah does not forgive me? Then what will happen to me? What will happen to me if Allah does not forgive me? I'm still where I am. Is there another road for me? Is there another road for me? Say Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respected elders, when he gets the message back, he does not retire. He does not say, no, that was too much. No, he instructs another ayah to be written. He instructs another ayah to be written. And to be taken to Washi. Ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Become a Muslim. That ayah is taken to Washi. When he reads it, he says, now there is a road for me. Now there is a road for me. And he comes. Comes from Taif to Madina. And he comes not informing anybody. And he comes covered up, completely covered. Why? Because remember that Sahabas know this, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants his blood. He comes in the presence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at him while she recites the kalima, recites the shahada, and he opens his face. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at him and asks him, are you Washi? He says, yes, I am Washi. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at him and says to him, that what a person are you? tell me what you did to my uncle. Tell me what you did to my uncle. Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala sits down and he begins to narrate what he did. He informs Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hinda promised him freedom and promised him a lot of wealth, and he went to the battle of Uhud with his spear. He waited for a chance and he struck Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the spear, according to some historians, was thrown in such a way that only Washi could be able to throw it in such a way, piercing near the private areas. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got the whole information how this all this happened, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry, this time tears coming out. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Washi that, Washi, your Islam is accepted. Washi, your Iman is accepted. Washi, you are a Muslim. Washi, but do not come in front of me, because whenever you come in front of me, I think of my uncle. Respected elders, when Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala passed away, there was not enough cloth to cover him in his burial. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hazrat Hamza's janazah about 70 times. So all these thoughts and his mutilated body was coming in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told Washi that, don't come in front of me, because I think of my uncle. Washi goes away. And during the time of, during the era of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the battle against Musalma ibn Kazzab takes place. Hazrat Washi constantly is thinking about this, constantly has got this concern that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime did not want to see me in front. What if on the day of Qiyamah? What if on the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not want to see me? Then what I will do? Then what I will do if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah says, I do not want to see you, Washi? Then what I am going to do? Then the concern is on his head. What is going to happen then? Today, respected elders, I first, you later, when we face Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is going to be our position? Are we capable of facing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we good enough to go in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is our amal? What are we doing? What are we doing to Islam? And then we want to know why people are not accepting Islam. Look at our transactions. Look at our dealings. Look at our behavior. Look at our character. Look at our personality. We behave like the animals of the age. We have become imitators of these kuffar and these mushriks. We have become imitators of these West. We look like them, we feel like them, we think like them, we eat like them. And we also plot like them. We rob like them, we cheat like them. We do everything like them. And we are going to face Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders. And every person says, I am an excellent Muslim. No one says, no, I'm sinning. Every person is saying, I'm a very good Muslim. I'm excellent Muslim. I'm deserving Jannah. Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu waits. When that battle takes place against Musalma ibn Kazzab, the liar, then Washi again, he covers himself. Why? Because he is shy. And he goes to that battle. When he goes to that battle, he waits for a chance. Musalma ibn Kazzab, this person who is claiming prophethood, this person who is claiming Nabuwat, this person, we know Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi, final Nabi, no Nabi after him. And this person is trying to go against that. Washi throws the javelin again. And he annihilates Musaylimah ibn Kazzab. He kills Musaylimah ibn Kazzab. Respected elders, Washi says that I was responsible for taking the life of the best man, Hazrat Hamza. And I was responsible for taking the life of the worst man, Musaylimah ibn Kazzab. Respected elders, the difference is that when he took the life of Hamza, Hamza went to Jannah. And when he took the life of Musaylimah ibn Kazzab, Musaylimah ibn Kazzab goes straight to Jahannam. He's a claimant of Nabuwat. He goes straight to Jahannam. Respected elders, Tafsir ibn Kasir, Hafiz Imaduddin writes that Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream. And it is a stipulated fact that if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in the dream, then shaitan cannot take the form of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream. Man ra'ani faqat ra'ani, whosoever sees me has verily definitely seen me. Washi sees Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiling and saying, Washi, I'm happy with you. Washi, I'm happy with you. Washi says, now, he says, I feel at ease and I feel comfortable that I can die now and face Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders, all this happened. The death of that wretched fellow, Musalba, killed by Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, happened in the era of Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One more point before I conclude. That Hadrat Washi, he was responsible for the demise of Hamza. When he became a Muslim, then he did action which was equivalent to his wrong action. You understand? The bad action. He did so much good that it outweighed his bad action. Every Muslim practically has a so-called bad patch in his life, where he does not perform salat, he does not give his zakat, he does not conform to sharia, he does all evil bad things. Respected elders, every Muslim is a potential saint. And every Muslim must realize that we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should reform and do those good deeds that the malaika even feel that this person is an excellent person. Understand the last principle. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ